The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
We, at this time, want to officially welcome our podcast audience and those that will be viewing and watching by YouTube as well. Knocking on the door of the tribulation. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Knocking on the door of the tribulation. We are seeing extraordinary events that are unfolding before our eyes, which I believe foreshadows what we read about in the book of Revelation when it talks about the great tribulation. Again, I want to preface by saying that we're not in the tribulation, but I believe that we are definitely knocking on the door of the tribulation. Now, why do I say that? Why do I believe that? And why am I talking about this today? Before we're going to get to that, but let me pull up a verse of scripture here. This is a passage out of Luke chapter 21, verses 25 and 28. Again, this is Luke 21, 25 through 28. Again, this is the Gospel of Luke. The backdrop of this is the question that was asked to Jesus. What is the signs of your coming and the end of the age? He answers, and I picked this portion of scripture out of Luke 21, 25 through 28, because I absolutely believe that this really highlights everything we're going to talk about today. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts fell in them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. So there's two things real quick that I want to touch on that I'm very acquainted with most of you guys and the viewers that we have week after week after week. And you guys are very knowledgeable in the end times and the signs of the coming of the Lord. You are, most of you have the spirit of, and the anointing of the sons of Issachar, which you're able to discern the times and seasons in which we're in. So this will not be something that that's going to be so much profound to you when I highlight this here in Luke 21, but for all of our new viewers, this may be something that you'll find interesting. But notice that Jesus said there's going to be a culmination of things that are going to be happening simultaneously on the earth, but not only on the earth, but he says there's going to be things that's going to be happening simultaneously in the heavens that's going to directly affect the sun, moon, and stars. And then he said upon the earth, there will be great perplexity, and that's confusion, madness, and he says distress of nations. And then he says that something will be causing the waves and the seas to roar, possibly tsunamis, tropical storms, hurricanes, tornadoes. And he says that when the combination of this starts happening, that there will be such fear that will grip humanity that men's hearts will actually begin to fail them from fear and the expectation of the things that are coming upon the earth. But then it says the powers of heaven will be shaken, and they will experience the coming of the Son of Man with a power and great glory. Now, here's the key. When these things begin to happen, and I believe today that we are beginning to see all these things happen, he says, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And you may be listening to this and say, well, that sounds like something that you would end the broadcast with and not begin it with. Well, I want to begin it with that, especially Luke 21, 28, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Because when I get into this today and start talking about what we're seeing and the spirit of fear tries to come upon you, or anxiety or worry or distress because of the expectation and because of things that are happening, I want this to soak into your spirits today, that when we begin to see these things happening, that we should not be depressed and that we should not be in fear, but we should be looking up and lifting up our heads, because it is a sure sign that our redemption is drawing near. Now, having said that, let's get after this thing and show you some of the stuff that's coming down the pike. Look at these headlines. Let's just pull up this first headline, because this is going to kind of umbrella everything we're talking about here. This is the first headline coming out of the gate. We posted this morning on our main website. You can find this at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Earth in travail. Extreme weather wreaks havoc worldwide, producing record floods, droughts, famines, fires, and plagues. I'm going to leave this up here and I'm going to read this to you. One scientist and one meteorologist said that, quote, we should not be seeing the number of people dying in 2021 from floods that we are seeing. I'm going to read that again. She said, quote, we should not be witnessing the number of fatalities in 2021 from floods. She said, quote, it should not be happening. And she was speaking in direct terms to at least one event, and that's what's been taking place in Europe, where the worst flooding in 200 years have claimed the lives of at least 120 individuals across Europe. Beginning on the 13th of July, intense storms dropped as much as 15 centimeters of rain in 24 hours alone, swelling streams and then washed away homes and cars and triggered massive landslides across Europe. At least, again, 200, or at least 120. The number here is 196. So that number keeps climbing. So now we've surpassed, we're nearly at 200, at least, people have died. 165 in Germany and 31 at least in Belgium, and the number is expected to rise. On the 18th of July, German Chancellor Angela Merkel visited the stricken town of Endenu, I believe that's how you pronounce it. The scene was, quote, terrifying. The German language can barely describe the devastation. That same day, more flash floods struck Bavaria and southern Germany. Okay, here's another. Let me pull up another article. This was another clip that we pulled out. And I'm going to read this headline for you guys on podcast. Europe's deadly floods leave scientists stunned. Let me read that headline again. You can see that coming up on your screen here. Europe's deadly floods leave scientists stunned. Okay. Again, that was in Europe. Then we move down here to, let's talk about what's going on in Oregon. Massive wildfire, ravaging Oregon is now the size of Los Angeles and is so big that it has created its own weather. This is in Oregon. What's being called the bootleg fire in Oregon that erupted in early of July is now only 25% contained, has charred an area the size of Los Angeles, destroyed at least 67 homes and 100 buildings. Smoke and heat from the out of control blaze have created fire clouds that have been seen for more than 100 miles away. And according to one source, as a result of how large this wildfire is that it actually is producing its own weather. This is in Oregon. You guys that are in Oregon, you know exactly what we're talking about. This is a situation that's unfolding right before our eyes. And then we had a huge magnitude 7.0 earthquake that struck off the coast of Panama. According to at least one source, the quake struck 49 kilometers south of Punta de Barrica in Panama at a depth of, again, 10 kilometers. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or the NOAA, said that there was no tsunami from this earthquake. Thank God. Historically, Panama has very rarely been affected by tsunamis. In total, there have been only ever been four classified tidal waves since 1882, resulting in a death of 100 people. The largest tsunami officially recorded was in September of 1882, according to data that was produced from the USGS and other sources. The strongest earthquake in Panama happened on July 26 of 1962 and measured a magnitude 7.4 on the Richter scale. Now, then, so let me talk to you for just a second. So we have extreme weather that's taking place, producing flooding of historical measures, costing the lives of hundreds. We're seeing wildfires breaking out in Oregon, not to mention other places in the western part of the United States. Then I want to talk about plagues and pestilence. But let's talk about plagues here. We have multiple plagues on different fronts that are unfolding before our eyes, making headlines all over mainstream media, social media. Everywhere is this quote-unquote Delta variant. The number of, according to mainstream media sources. And again, this is not my opinion. I'm only giving you what I have. The number of new COVID cases in the U.S. have gone, are rising because of the Delta variant. In fact, it is being reported that the number of new cases has risen 224% over the past 3 weeks. Now, I don't have to sit here and tell you, as a result of this, we're seeing more mandates being passed. The Biden administration is now considering implementing new mandates en masse. There is several cities in the state of California that are not only enforcing masks, but in the city of Los Angeles, they're shutting down restaurants again. We're seeing mandatory vaccinations being implemented in businesses, in different industries. It's being forced in universities and colleges and schools and so on and so forth. So as a result of this, so listen, I'm not here to debate the origin of this virus, but there's one thing that you and I cannot argue about if you're a Bible-believing believer, and that is that this would fall under plagues and pestilences. Because the reason I say pestilence, because the actual Greek word of pestilence means a virus or a plague that leads unto death. So again, so we have this Delta variant. Then who in the world's ever heard of... Then we have this, what's called the monkey bee virus. The what? The monkey bee virus. Yes. The monkey bee virus. On Tuesday, we learned that a man in China died after, and you can see the headline here, after contracting a disease known as the monkey bee virus. This was considered to be an extremely rare infectious disease that is spread from primates. According to health officials, said that this was the, quote, first documented human case, and you guessed it, in China. What a shock, right? I mean, we would have never thought it would be in China, of all places. It turns out that this particular individual was a veterinarian. He was a surgeon that had recently dissected two dead monkeys. According to the report, the 53-year-old veterinarian surgeon worked in an institute specializing in non-human primate breeding and experimental research. Well, there you go. In Beijing, according to the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention. In the report, the China CDC said the man had dissected two dead monkeys on the 4th of March, and in six, a month later, he experienced nausea and vomiting, followed by fever with neurological symptoms. After visiting several hospitals, the surgeon eventually died on the 27th of May, and eventually he was diagnosed with the monkey B virus, also known as herpes B virus, which has a fatality rate of 70 to 80%. According to the US CDC, humans typically can get infected with the B virus when bitten or scratched by an infected monkey or have contact with its eyes, nose, or mouth. The CDC highlighted that there has only been one case documented of BV human-to-human transmission documented in history. All right. Then we have, and you see the headline right there on your screen. There was a documented case of a confirmed case of monkeypox in Dallas, Texas. And as a result of this, according to the CDC, there is now they are monitoring right now as we speak over 200 people across 27 states and the United States that they said had, quote, direct contact with the original victim. The Centers for Disease Control is monitoring over 200 people in 27 states for potential exposure to monkeypox after their, quote, contacts were traced with a Texan who contracted the rare disease after traveling to Nigeria weeks ago. According to this report, state and local health officials are working currently with federal authorities to monitor these individuals who were in contact with the monkeypox patient who flew into Atlanta International Airport. Hello, that's hitting a little home for me. I live in Georgia. On July the 8th, and then on to Dallas Love Airport the next day. 1 week later, he was diagnosed with this rare disease. Again, notice it says extremely rare, unprecedented, historical, rare, all these terms, guys, which can be transmitted through bodily fluids and respiratory droplets, according to the CDC. Now I feel like Billy Mays on the infomercial, but wait, there's more. Because let me show you some, let me talk about some other stuff. What are we talking about? We're talking about plagues. Plagues. Now, snakes in the United States, at least here in the United States, have now contracted a strange fungal disease that has infected snakes across the eastern United States. It is known as, quote, snake fungal disease. And cases of this have increased substantially throughout the eastern half of the United States. And snakes are dying from this. A growing number of snakes are taking on horrific facial deformities due to a skin disease that wildlife experts don't fully understand. Again, perplexed, confused, bewildered, unknown, unexplainable. It's called snake fungal disease, and cases have, quote, increased substantially in the eastern half of the country, according to the USGS. This fatal condition has only been found in snakes, but there is much to be discovered, according to the press release. And then here's another headline, quote, scientists still do not know why hundreds of birds are getting sick and dropping dead across the United States. Wildlife experts in at least six states, that's old news, the number of states have risen, are investigating the cause of this unexplainable disease that's affecting and impacting birds. In fact, hundreds, if not thousands, have died without explanation all throughout the country. So this is happening, guys, and it's unfolding right now. So I'm going to go back up. Let's go back all the way to the beginning of this. I'm going to read this again, and then I'm going to give you one more headline, and then we're going to pray for you guys, and we're going to close this segment today on our podcast. Here it is, Luke 21, 25 through 28. I read this at the beginning. Now I just read you some stuff that's taking place. I want to read this to you. Let this soak in, and I'm going to give you one last story that broke today that we broke on our main website. Here it is, ready? And there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and on earth distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves are roaring. Men's hearts fail in them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. I want everybody on podcast, YouTube, and Facebook Live, or however you're watching this live today or the repeat of this, I want you to repeat verse 28 with me. Ready? Go. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Now, I want to show you. There is two major celestial events that are coming. One is coming in 8 years. The other one is coming in 10 years. Let me repeat that. Two major celestial events that are coming. One is coming in 8 years. The next one's coming in 10 years. One is coming in 2029. One is coming in 2031. What am I talking about? Let's discuss that right now. This is going to close our broadcast, and then we're going to pray. There is a gigantic, according to reports, a gigantic comet that's going to be on the left of your screen, or I'm sorry, on the right of your screen. This is coming in 2031. A giant comet that is at least 62 miles wide. And by the way, that's an estimation. They don't truly fully know how large this comet really is because it's too far out right now. It's 10 years out. So they can't give a fully estimation, but they estimate that a comet that they are estimating to be 62 miles wide. Think about that, guys. 62 miles wide is coming and is going to enter into our solar system. And it right now, it is already closer to the sun than Neptune. And by the way, here it is. This comet appears to be the largest comet ever discovered and is projected to make its closest approach to the sun. Its closest projection to the sun 10 years from today in 2031. Now, they're calling this thing, and I know I'm going to slaughter this, but I'm going to give it a shot. They're calling this comet Byrne or Donnelly Bernstein. This was discovered, and this is named after the two astronomers that discovered it by studying old images from 2014 to 2018. Again, scientists discovered this while studying old images taken from the Dark Energy Survey. Now, again, nobody can accurately tell us how large this thing actually is, because at this point we're being told that it's somewhere, listen to this, it is somewhere between 62 and 230 miles in diameter. But it is thought to be the largest comet ever discovered. Some say that it could be possibly as large as a dwarf planet. Now, the second celestial event that is still on track is asteroid Apophis, or and known as Greek mythology, destroyer, or the god of destruction. This asteroid was first discovered in 2004, and at that time was given a 2.7% chance of striking the Earth in 2029. That was in 2004. from what I understand, that percentage has now dropped. Let me say that again. It is not a, in other words, there's now not a more of a chance that it won't hit us. Now there's a larger chance that it will strike the earth. In fact, this thing has made a lot of buzz on social media, mainstream media, blogs, YouTube channels, podcasts. There has been countless people discussing this. At this time, they're saying that this asteroid, Apophis, 8 years from now, will get so close to the Earth that some are saying that it could absolutely take out communication satellites. Now, guys, I don't know about you, but that's kind of concerning. That's real close. And that leaves a wide margin of error. So look, now we know the book of Revelation talks about what I believe to be an asteroid called Wormwood. This is not a matter of past tense. This is a matter of future. This is a matter of something coming down the pike. Eventually, now what do we call this today? Knocking on the door of the tribulation. We're not in the tribulation, but I'm showing you that we're crossing a threshold that is extraordinary, that is biblical. And we are knocking on the door of the great tribulation. And this last portion of this segment with these two events taking place, this shows you, because again, in the book of Revelation, it talks about this asteroid called Wormwood that will strike the earth and it will cause catastrophic damage and death. Now, there's one author out there that has wrote books, done segments, talking segments, went on Christian television, and so on and so forth. Tom Horn, and he absolutely 100% believes, and he even claims that he had a dream it was either a dream or a vision, and the Lord showed him the impact of this and spoke to him. And when he saw this story break about Apophis, this is what he said, not me. He claims that he believes that he saw the impact of Apophis in 2029. Now, you can do what you want with that. You can shrug that off, ignore that, sweep it under the rug. It don't really matter to me. But here's the point that I want to leave you with. And that is, let me make two points here. Number one, as these events are only going to increase in magnitude and intensity because they are like birth pangs, and it's going to get us closer to the main attraction, which is the Great Tribulation. Right now, we're in the prelude. We're in the coming attraction state. You know, when you go to a movie and you're there for the main attraction, you're ready for the main attraction, but before the main attraction comes, you have to sit through some trailers before you get to the main attraction. I'm showing you trailers today that is warming you up and getting you ready for the main attraction, which will be the Great Tribulation. But here's the good news. Nowhere in Luke 21:25, listen, Luke 21:25 through 28 says that men's hearts will fail them from fear of the things that are coming upon the earth and in the heavens. But guys, listen to me. God has not given us the spirit of fear. All through the Bible, there's a distinction between us and them. Here in this text should not be referring to a believer, because we have hope. We have faith. He is talking about the majority of the world will be seeing these things, and men's hearts will fail them from fear, the expectation, and the events that are taking place. But listen what he says. He closes this in Luke 21:28. He says, now when these things begin to happen, and now he's talking to us. Come on, those that are following him. He says, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. That's the good news, guys. So you and I have a mandate. We have to go into all the world. That means you're going to have to go to your workplace. That means you're going to have to go to your family. That means you're going to talk to your neighbors. That means you're going to have to go to a Walmart or a Costco or a Food Lion or a Publix, or you're going to have to go outside of the four walls of your comfort zone, because them need to hear and see what's going on. And that's where you come in, and that's where you and I come into play, is that we reveal to them the signs and times of the coming of the Lord. And they're going to come to you like they went to Peter on the day of Pentecost and say, what must we do? What must we do? And then this is what you're going to say to them. He said to them in Acts chapter 3, he says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And listen to this. In Acts chapter 2, 38, listen to this. It says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, or they were convicted. And they asked Peter, what shall we do? People are looking at the crazy stuff going on right now in the West Coast. And by the way, we didn't even talk about the drought, the famine, the water shortages, the plagues of grasshoppers. We've talked about that in our other segments, but that's not let up. It's still going on. When they see all this and they read all this and they hear all this, they're coming to us as believers, and they're saying, what must we do? Here's what you tell them. You echo the words of the Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to those that are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Listen to this. In verse 40, it says that Peter expounded and said, save yourselves from this perverse generation. Guys, we are called to be light. We're called to be salt. We're called to be ambassadors. We're called to be, come on, his disciples in this dark hour. It's time to shine the brightest. We've got to carry a message of conviction and of repentance and get God's kingdom filled with converts of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to pray for you today. I hope this today encourages you to show you how close we are to the coming of the Lord. But it also, I believe, it's going to challenge some folks to get out of your comfort zone and begin to blast the trumpet and sound the alarm that the Lord Jesus Christ is about to split the eastern sky and he's coming back. Come on. So, Father, in the name of Jesus today, I pray for every individual under the sound of my voice. If there's anybody that's watching and listening, they've been invited to this broadcast, they were tagged in this, they came in, they stumbled on this broadcast, and they're not right with God. They're away from God. Right now, Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you would go right through this camera lens, go through this microphone, and you would begin to convict them of their sins and lead them unto repentance. And that they would turn to you or turn back to you in this late hour, that they would not delay it, they would not put it off, they would not procrastinate, but today is the day unto salvation. And we rejoice with all of heaven for the sinners that are coming to the knowledge of the truth. We rejoice with all of heaven for the prodigal sons and daughters that are backslid, that are away, that have fallen away, that are coming back to the kingdom of heaven today in Jesus' name. We thank you today. Lord, I pray that you would help the church of the living God prepare our hearts, keep our lamps full of oil, keep our wicks trimmed, keep it burning today. Help us to keep focused today. Help us to remain faithful today. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, put a fresh fervor in us. Put a conviction in us. Give us wisdom. Give us strength and courage today to go into the highways and byways and compel them to come into the house of the Lord. And it's in Jesus' name, amen and amen, that all God's people prayed. Amen. So guys, again, endtimeheadlines.com, endtimeheadlines.org. That's where I need you to go and find our main website, bookmark it, subscribe to it, whatever you got to do to make sure that you keep up with this. Even better yet, go to the App Store. If you have an Android device, go to the Google Play Store. If you have an iOS device or an Apple device, go to the Apple Play Store, type in End Time Headlines, download our free app, get it into your hands, push yes on push notifications, get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective right there in your hands at your fingertips. You're going to find our podcast there. You're going to find where you can listen and watch right there on the app. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity, if this ministry is a continual source of information, blessing, revelation, and transformation in your lives, we want to give you the opportunity to whatever the Lord puts on your heart. If you feel led to become a monthly supporter, monthly partner to help us continue to do what we're doing, we want to give you that opportunity. You can give either two ways. You can give electronically, or you can give by check or money order. If you wish to give by electronically, you can give on the app. And it shows you there on the screen how to do it. Just go to the bottom of the app, go to the right. You're going to see the donate button. If you're going to the main website, you're going to see places where it says give and donate or support. You can click on those links. It's going to lead you to give electronically. Or if you wish to give by check or money order, as always, you can do that by making that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, I always take time to thank all of you guys for jumping onto the broadcast today and listening to what we have to talk about or what we share today. I hope this message has not only been informing to you, but I pray that it has challenged you and it has convicted you. That's our main, you know, that's our purpose, is to continue to equip and edify the body of Christ. So don't forget to share this. If you're watching by YouTube, don't forget to subscribe, hit the bell for notifications so you can be notified every time we post a new video like this one. Again, subscribe. If you're watching by Facebook, again, tag some people in this, share this broadcast. If you're watching by any other platform, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're even on TikTok. We're on YouTube. We're all over the place. We do have a podcast. It's available on Apple and it's available on Spotify. If you wish to subscribe to our podcast, you can find those there. And again, of course, that's on the app as well. So we're going to sign off for today. We'll be back on here tomorrow, guys. Tomorrow's Friday. We're going to close out the end of the week tomorrow with another segment. I'm not really sure what we're going to talk about, but we'll be back on here Friday, Lord willing, and we'll close out the week. So God bless you. We love you guys. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.